Hey everybody, this is Dr. Scott Peterson calling in, and we've got
Jonna,
and we've got an amazing guest tonight, and we're so, so excited for you guys to be on this call tonight. You're going to get some incredible information on the questions that you've always wanted answered, and what two better people to have on this call tonight is Shauna Ekstrom and Jimmy Smith. And I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and hand the phone over to Shauna and my lovely wife, and I can't tell you how much fun I'm having doing this business with her. So, Shauna, would you take over?
Thanks, Scott. Hey, everybody. I'm so excited tonight because we're here in our living room, but we're pretending that we're at Starbucks because we want to have just a really down-deep conversation with Jimmy Smith. Jimmy is a legend in the industry or the profession of network marketing. He's a very good friend of mine. And I have worked with Jimmy for 12 years. And it's just been an amazing ride. And you know how this business is really about, there's a quote I really like that's from Eisenhower. It says, the supreme quality for a leader is unquestionably integrity. And you guys, that's what really sets Jimmy apart from, you know, and also I'm going to ask him some questions, some of the things that I believe that you're going to want to ask because I asked him many years ago, and through the years he's helped me so much along this journey to learn and to grow and to, of course, be excited and stay the course. Another quote that I really think is going to help me along this road of interviewing Jimmy tonight for all of you is, values are critical guides for making decisions. When in doubt, they cut through the fog like a beacon in the night. That's a quote from Robert Townsend. That's what I want this conversation to be about, Jimmy. Jimmy is amazing. He does not look his age, you guys. He's 86 years old, going to be 87 next month. He's a grandpa. He's a dad. He's an amazing human being, a good friend. And he has just really set this industry apart, this profession, and made it be something that is something that just stands alone. So when I really when in doubt, I really like to find out, what would Jimmy do? And so, Jimmy, thank you for taking the time to come with us out on this Starbucks conversation tonight, like we did many years ago, 12 years ago, when I first got to know you and you came out to my town in Enumclaw. Jimmy, why don't you just start by saying hello to our wonderful group here.
Hi, everybody. And Shauna, one thing I want to start off with, you're always praising me and you're always thanking me. And I just want to give it right back because you are amazing and you deserve a lot more credit than anybody I know in this industry, because I remember when I first went to Enumclaw to work with you and you had a small beauty salon on the second floor, no walk-by traffic, and you built your business. I can't believe you built your business in that little beauty salon with your clientele. That's one of the most amazing stories in this industry. And for me, I was retired. I had $4,000 a month retirement pension coming in. My wife was working. So it was easy for me to do this business and go through what I had to go through to get where I am. But you did it under adverse conditions, much more than myself or anybody else that I know. So you are a legend in this industry. You are an example. You are always an example to me. And I want everybody in this call to know, if they don't know now, that you actually are responsible for building one of my legs. And anybody that wouldn't recognize that, anybody that wouldn't want to work with you and help you, when you're building out, when you're helping make money for my family, why wouldn't I help you, for God's sake? And so that's what this is all about. It's really about helping, seeing the good in other people and helping other people and being grateful for other people. That's what this business, that's what I love about this business. It's people helping.
Thank
people.
You. I love that too. And we do have a unique plan that really encourages teamwork, doesn't it, Jimmy?
It does. It does. It definitely does.
Yeah, like looking down. And so anyway, I have lots of questions for you, and there's no way I could cover every single one, but when you were, how much clarity did you have on how to do this business when you first started? Now, I'm talking all the way back when you first looked at network marketing.
And that's good. We have to go all the way back because When I first started in this industry, I knew very little. I was a really neophyte. I was a greenhorn. I'm not a really quick learner. I don't pick things up really quick, but I'm persistent. If I really want something bad enough, I'll stay with it. And thank God I stayed with it. Thank God I was forced to retire from the only way I knew to make a living, being a butcher at age 56. Thank God I stumbled on the network marketing 6 years later at 62, and I was just totally fascinated with the geometric regression numbers. And when I found out that I could leverage myself with people, because I certainly didn't have any money to leverage myself with money. I couldn't buy stocks and bonds. I couldn't buy real estate. But when I found out there was an industry where I could leverage myself by talking to people and getting people to join me, I was excited. I thought that was the coolest thing I ever seen in my life.
Me too. I love that part. And so then what led you from there? Okay, you started with your first company. How did it go from there?
Well, one of the first things I learned, Shona, and I don't know how this happened, but it happened. Somebody gave me a video called the Dante Napkin Presentation. And in that video, he did the geometric regression numbers, which I had never really understood before. I had never seen it before. And so that kind of fascinated me. And he only went four levels deep. He went like 2, 4, 8, 3, 9, 27, 5, 25, 125. So I took my little calculator and I went, why not go 7 levels? Why not go? And the further down I went, the numbers became astronomical. And, of course, in them days, no companies paid past the third level. But I start dreaming that maybe someday there'll be a company that would pay, more levels, maybe 10 levels, maybe 15 levels. I was kind of like dreaming, To me, it was like daydreaming. But lo and behold, we all know when Carol Taylor called me 13 years ago, 13 years in May, and she told me that she was in a company that paid 6% unlimited debt. That kind of blew my mind. I really got excited. I don't think I was ever excited in my whole 15 years before Isogenics. When Cal explained this concept to me, I really got excited. I really did. Really.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And that's the way it was for me, too. And, for those of you on the call that don't already know Carol, she is one of the most integrity-driven people that I've ever met. Jimmy knew her, too, her and her husband, Peter. And it was that picture of Peter that got both of us excited, right, Jimmy? I actually came in just a little bit after you, but when she sent me that picture of her husband that had lost 31 pounds in 33 days, and I said to myself, wow, I mean, if I do this, I don't even have to sell anything. My clients are going to beg me for it. But what happened to you when you saw that picture?
Yeah, and Shona, I really got excited. But here's a point I want to make right now. A very, very important point. In network marketing, I learned a long time ago, you have to have a product. To be successful, you have to have a product with an emotional impact. Is weight loss emotional? Absolutely. Is it visual too? It's a double whammy. You have to have a product people buy whether they do the business or not. We have such a product. You have to have a product as a daily spinoff that's consumed daily. We have such a product. You have to have a compensation plan that's easy to explain, easy to understand, and simple to work. I won't say easy to work because people complicate it, but it's simple to work. 2 to the power 2, the smallest common denominator is 2. And so here's what I believe. The man or woman who would ever create or formulate a product that would remove fat from the human body safely and quickly, that company would be a $1 billion company and make a lot of millionaires. I believe that with my heart and soul. And it's more true today than it ever was, because there's 1 billion people worldwide obesity overweight. So here's what's happening and what's going to continue to happen. Up to now, hundreds of thousands of people have come into our company to lose weight and feel great. That's a good thing, with no intention of making money. Down the road, millions and millions of people will join our company to lose weight and feel great, because we're an international company with no intention of doing the business. And that's a good thing, because you need customers, you need people to buy the product. A handful of us, like the people on this call, a handful of us who understand network marketing and who understand the mathematics of network marketing, the geometric regression numbers, we are going to become obscenely wealthy. And you have to know that. You have to know that. Our potential is unlimited. the potential for everyone that gets this is unlimited. Once you get your head around this, it's unlimited. The potential is unlimited.
Yes. And I think that's what it got me so excited when I really understood. And, of course, it's not like I'm a jumper in the industry. It did take me 4 companies to really find this company and been here since the get-go because it made sense. It had everything I was looking for. But it did start with the people at the top of this company like John Anderson, Jim and Kathy Coover, Carol, you. I mean, people that had what it took. All the management, everything was in place. And, of course, in the beginning, when something's just starting, people are saying, you're going to join a startup company? Well, who knew? But we really did know that we had the product because we used the product. I used the product and had such crazy good results. What were your results, Jimmy, right at the beginning?
I had great results. I was 195 at the time. I'm 5'7". I was overweight for the first time in my life. Carol Taylor, when she called me, knew I was 74. She knew I was making a 6-figure income in another company. She knew I loved the company, loved the products. What she didn't know for the first time in my life, I needed to lose weight, at least 20, 25 pounds. I was 195. I should have been 175. So I got the product ASAP. I did 2 9-days back-to-back, lost 21 pounds, 4 inches off my waist. I really got excited when that happened. The first time in my life I ever needed to lose weight, and I lost 21 pounds and 4 inches. So I really got excited because now I know the product not only worked for Peter, but it worked for me, and it was working for hundreds and hundreds of other people. I got excited.
Yeah, that's right. And if it isn't, you know, you and I are both the same. If it didn't work for us, we just weren't going to tell anybody. We tried it. But it not only worked visually, it was emotionally so exciting to see something like that, because we knew just about all of America was going to want to know about this product, and it's still the same, almost 13 years in the running now, and it just keeps getting better. Of course, we have a lot more products now than just, and it certainly isn't just about weight loss. It's about living longer, and, I mean, what are the baby boomers buying now? I mean, they have the money to buy things, but now they want to live longer to enjoy their money, right?
Exactly. You're exactly right, Joanna. Your number one wealth is your health. It doesn't make any difference how much money you have. We all look the same in the slab with the tubes running in, tubes running out. It doesn't make any difference whether you're an ambassador or a janitor. When you're on the slab, you look the same. So if you don't have your health, money's not going to do you any good at all. It's useless.
That's right. And, you know, for me, I realized that even though I had some weight to lose, and I really did at that time, I wanted to do this because I wanted to help people from financial pain, because that was really where my pain was around, more than my weight. Even though I knew a lot of my clients would want this product for sure, what I was just equally excited about was helping them financially. And that's something that really knowing you has really helped me with. And just dreaming. I mean, people stop dreaming because they have a job that they think, like for me, I didn't have an education that could take me anywhere else except for the salon. That's all I knew, was doing hair, which was creative and fun, but it was a lot of work for very little pay compared to having a profession with no ceiling on my income. That's pretty cool for a high school dropout to have. So isn't that kind of exciting when you realized that you could change people's lives, not just their lives, but for your legacy? I mean, tell what it's done for your family.
Sure, a surgeon makes a lot of money, a lawyer makes a lot of money, Bill Gates makes a lot of money, Warren Buffett, Mark Zuckerberg, but you know what? They can't teach someone, they can't take a young person out of high school, an 18-year-old, and in 6 months or less, teach them this business. I can take anyone who's teachable and coachable and explain to them what they have to do to be successful in this business. It's not complicated. That's what really makes me feel really, really good. If you have something that can really help other people, it's actually in the Bible, as a matter of fact. You know, if do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act. never withhold something that will help other people. That's actually in the Bible. That's Proverbs 3:27. I'm not a big Bible reader by any stretch, but that it. My wife said to me one time, Jimmy, why, at 80 years of age, you travel around this country, dragging suitcases to airports at 80 years of age? I said, my dear, when you have in your head what I have in my head, and you sit and watch TV at night and take a nap before you go to bed, that would be ludicrous. I have to go out and share what's in my head with as many people as I can. And Shona, that's why I thank you and I appreciate you and everybody else that allows me to be on their calls and allows me to share with the people. Because what's in my head, I have to get out to as many people as I can. I know mathematically, on paper, theoretically, this business, it's impossible to fail. And the more people I can show that to, physically show it to, and tell them and get their head around it. All you have to do is get your head around this. It's not complicated. You spend $50 a week on a food that's going to make you healthy. Get rid of some of your junk food. Cut out soda. Cut out coffee. Cut out whatever you have to cut out. And eat $50 a week, $200 a month, or healthy products. The shakes, number one. The daily essentials, number two. And the Onyx Supreme, number three. Take these products. $50 a week investment. Talk to people. Find a few people who will do the same thing. It's that simple. It's not complicated. Why do people complicate it? It's not complicated. It's very simple. We do $50 a week on your health to make your body work better and then be able to earn $700,000 a year by maxing out one business center, which just earns you $702,000 a year. By finding 2, 4, 8, 10, 15, 20 good people who will do what you're doing, who want what you want, and are willing to go any length to get it. This business should be called copycat marketing because we're copycats. If I was able to make over $45 million in 13 years for my family with a $500 investment, and I remember what I did, and I can get on this call and tell everybody what I did and tell them it's not that hard, really, isn't that a good thing? If I inspire to do this, that's all I want to do, inspire people. And I want people to say, if Jimmy the Butcher can do this in his 80s, why can't I do it in my 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s? Is that simple?
It is that simple. And what are the things, like, for instance, you know how sometimes when we're just beginning, we get so excited. Let's go back all the way to when you started and when I started, because I've been in network marketing for 18 years. You know, it's kind of like you're so excited that you make some mistakes. Let's just talk about that for a minute. Tell me about what it was like for you, because I know I was so excited. I would push people away. And today I realize it's just totally attraction marketing. I mean, people want to know why you're so happy and why you're doing what you're doing. But in the beginning, what was it like, Jimmy?
Well, first of all, I had been making $4,000 to $5,000 a week. My checks were down a little bit because I wasn't working. But when Carol told me, Carol has so much integrity, I don't think there's anybody on this earth that could have called me and got me to look at another company at that time. But when she told me Peter lost 31 pounds in 33 days, and when she told me, explained the comp plan to me, I said, wow. And I know how Carol is because I signed her up in my last company one time. And she kicked the tires for 6 months before she signed up. She knew more about the company than I did, and I'd been in it for like 3 years. That's the way she is. So I knew if she joined something, she knew what she was doing. She don't just jump in and jump out.
Exactly. That's what I knew about her, too. Yeah.
I trusted her so much. But then after I lost the weight and I started to do the business, I got excited. Jimmy and Kathy Cooper in Atlanta, Georgia, I drove 1,000 miles down there to meet them. When I met them, I fell in love with them. I said, oh, my God, these people are beautiful. I want to be part of this. I want to work with them. I want to be part of their whatever they're doing here. And they were just as nice then as they are now. They were just unassuming and no ego and just no hype. It was such a pleasure. And they were the nicest people I ever met in the industry. And then 2 months later, John Anderson's down in Atlanta. And so I drove down another 1,000 miles again and met him. And he gave me a cell phone number, said, Jimmy, call me anytime. I thought, this guy is a multimillionaire. He owns the company. He was so down to earth, so real. So that was it. Once I met those Jimmy Kathy Coover and Don Anderson, I was sold. That was it. There was nothing stopping me there. I knew I was in the right place, the right time. I knew I was working with the right people. I had Carol from my upline, the best upline I ever had in my life. And believe me, Carol put you down my right leg and someone else, your sponsor, down my right leg and you. And that meant a lot. That meant a lot. While I was using the product in June of 2002, during the month of June, Carol, with you and Cameron and all your people, put 60 people down my right leg. That's another thing got me excited. That I never had that happen ever in network marketing, ever. So that really, she knew what she was doing. She knew how to do it. And she, you know, I'll be forever grateful for her, the way she started.
Me too. And I think that point you brought out about who she was, I knew that much about Carol too, because I was in another company with her for 6 months while I was searching to find a real company that I could really trust. But I trusted her. So when she said she was looking at this and Peter had lost that weight, I knew that I didn't have to do my homework. I immediately, when she said that, I said, is Carol in? I'm in. Because I know, like you said, she is just one, she would kick the tires all the way around.
Yeah.
She wasn't going
yeah.
to, she would never put her name on something because she's so
yeah.
full of integrity. So yeah, that was a real plus for me. So I just borrowed Carol's belief and that saved me some time. But then within that first month, I had the opportunity to become a founding executive. That was when you were still kicking the tires and testing the product. I mean, you were in, but you were still using the product.
The only reason I didn't make that is because my son had just come up from California and I hadn't seen him for a few years and I was spending time with him. That's why I didn't go to the first celebration, which I'm kicking myself ever since.
Well, at that celebration is when I got to meet Kathy and Jim and John Anderson. And I had been kind of, you know, of course, I wanted to make sure. So I really went up to him and looked him in the eye and really got the feeling of who they were. And I felt solid after that. It was the most exciting thing. And to be able to, you know, become a founding executive by putting 30 people in that first month, that was very doable because of the fact that the product worked. It was visual,
yeah,
emotional.
Yeah.
It worked that fast. So super excited.
The product worked, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was something I had not experienced. For instance, there's a lot of companies that have, some good products. I mean, network marketing is a real profession, and there are good products with many companies. But, like, I represented a company that had vitamins and nutritional products. In fact, you know, when you can't look inside and say, wow, your cholesterol looks good, or, you know, but with a side benefit of weight loss, there's no doubt about it. People can see it within the first few days, first few months, you feel different. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, Jimmy, what's one of the biggest obstacles that you've had to maybe overcome in building network, like for instance, any network marketing business, but mostly in this one? Is there something that you could say, that one thing?
Yeah, I can. And here's the big deal. In the beginning, I was not good at all. I mean, I was throwing up on people. I was talking too much and giving too much information. I was getting a lot of no's. And knows something most people hate is rejection. People can't stand rejection. Well, I was one of those people at one time. I didn't like rejection, but I learned to love rejection. And I learned that you have to get no. Your destination is yes. You want to get a yes. The only way you can get a yes is to get no's. Jimmy the Butcher Smith got thousands of no's. I probably got more no's than anybody in this industry. I got a few yeses. The yeses built my business. The no's built my character. When you can go on the phone and call all day long, make 30 phone calls, get 30 no's. One lady, I said, is Frank there? She said, Frank's been dead 5 years. Get a life, and hung up. I thought, I felt bad, you know? But I kept smiling and dialing. So when you can keep smiling and dialing until you get a yes, that's character. A lot of people thought I was a character, but that's okay. They think I'm a genius. So.
That's awesome.
So no, you have to love the word no. Don't let no. One of the most important parts of this business, and people have to know this, it sounds weird, but you have to be able to fail gracefully. You must be able to fail gracefully, because I have 950,000 people in my organization right now, as of this morning, And I'm failing probably 90% of the time. If 10% of them are on ownership, actively on ownership, that's enough to make my family a fortune. So it's part of the game here is failing. You're never going to get 100% of the people to sign up. You're never going to get 150%. You're never even going to get 35% to sign up and stay the course. If you get 10 to 20%, if you get 20% of the people stay in the game, stay active, stay on ownership, 10% produce, and 5% make a lot of money. And that's about the averages. You have to know the averages. I entered this industry 22 years ago, knowing all too well that it had a 90% failure rate. I was not concerned with the 90% that failed. I wanted to know what the 10% that were successful did. That's what I wanted, and that's what I looked for, and that's what I learned. The 10% that are successful, first of all, they never, ever quit. Quitting's not an option. They stay on ownership forever. I've been on ownership for 22 years. At one time, I was on ownership for three different companies. You stay on ownership. Ownership's a glue that holds us together. And you must talk to people. How many people are you willing to talk to on a daily basis? That will decide your success or failure. And practice. You have to practice. I read a book, The Outliers, by one Malcolm. Outliers, the book Outliers explains anything you do to be successful, whether it be a hairdresser, a butcher, a musician, a pro athlete, you have to practice that dentist. You have to practice 10,000 hours. You don't get good doing something a few hours. You have to practice and practice. I've been practicing this business for 20 years. And what I'm doing right now on this call is practicing. I'm putting to what I've practiced all these years, I'm sharing with you right now. What I've gained by practicing for 20 years, I'm sharing it with you right now. Never, ever quit. Quitting is not an option. People don't fail in this industry. They just quit. When things don't go their way, a few people drop out. You work with somebody, you help them, you nurture them, you call them, you support them, you do three ways, and then they drop out. That's hard to deal with, but you can't let it bother you. You're responsible for your own actions. You're responsible. If it's to be, it's up to me. The word sponsor in Webster's Dictionary means take responsibility. When you sponsor somebody in this business, you take responsibility there for success. You can't do it for them. That you can't help someone if they don't ask you. You can't help someone if they don't let you. And you can't help someone if they don't help themselves. So.
Yeah, I love that, Jimmy. And, you know, sometimes I feel that, you know, you want it so much for them that it's easy to make it seem so simple. And I like to say that it isn't easy and it's not hard, but it is doable. But I know in the beginning I thought it was so much easier than standing there for even 14 hours in a day doing hair and then, you know, having my back hurt so bad that I didn't know if I could do it the next day. That's where it was getting by the time I quit or sold my shop. But I was able to build this business inside of that, you know, hair salon and just sharing. It was just like sharing something that I truly, truly believed in. And I couldn't not share. It would be, like you said, it would be wrong not to share. So it's just like, what I feel bad about, Jimmy, maybe you can help me with this, is that sometimes people have been burned in the industry. There's been companies out there that have such compensation plans with so many hoops to jump through that only a few people are going to be able to afford to stay the course. And there are people that make big bucks, and many people that feel like they've been burned or kicked along the side of the highway. And so because of that, they quit and say they'll never try this again, or not try, because I don't believe in try. They won't do it again. But what I want to say is, you know, there is people, if they buy a car, a lemon or something, they don't ever not drive a car again. I just want to tell them, look again and look closer. Maybe it's the company that you chose, even though I think there's a lot of good companies out there. Of course, we happen to believe in the one that we're in, right, Jimmy? But I just don't want to see people give up on. Go ahead.
I believe we have the best company in the world. And the reason I can say that, somebody said to me, how many companies have you been in, Jimmy? I say, how much time do you have? I've done so many different companies, all for a short time, in my quest. I was teaching myself network marketing. I was a research engineer. So I searched and searched, and I did Amway, I did Jackley, I did New Skin, I did Herbalife, I did Melaleuca, I did Nutrition for Life, I did Vox, I did USANA, I did ACN. I did a lot of different companies, and I learned their compensation plans. And each time, each company was a learning experience for me. And so when Carol told me about ICF, when she explained the product and explained the comp plan, I said, oh, my God, this is what I've been looking for 15 years. It took me 15 years to find the right company. And I believe John Anderson is an absolute genius when it comes to formulating products. I believe Jim Cooper is an absolute genius when it comes to running a company, the infrastructure, the management team, everything, the products, everything. And Kathy Cooper is a genius when it comes to operating the field, giving us what we need to be successful in the field, guiding us in the field with the ICUs and all the different tools we have. We have more tools. So I say to people, if everything you've done up to now has prepared you for this, all the companies I did, everything I did for Isogenics prepared me for Isogenics. And right now, I said to Kathy Cooper years ago, Kathy, someday when people get their head around this comp plan, they're going to come out of the woodwork. Well, she just told me recently, Jimmy, they're coming out of the woodwork. They are leaving other companies, Amway, New Skin, Herbalife. They are coming over here in droves. That's why our sales are $725 million last year. That's why we're going to do $1.5 billion this year. I'm predicting $1.5 billion this year. We are bringing in so many networkers from other companies. And networkers build your business. If you want to build your business and build it quick, find some networkers. Find some networkers.
They know how to tell other people who already understand this. And what I like to say, too, is networkers can be built. They might be, like for me, I remember you saying that, and I think, well, Jimmy, I'm not a networker, even though I was. I had done network marketing in four companies. I saw myself as a hairdresser. But what I realized from that is there's networkers who they build your business. Like Scott was a networker in his dentist profession. He was very good at going to networking clubs and building his business. I built my business, it seemed like, to three or four main people that were super excited about everything I did, and they would tell everybody. So it could be a great soccer mom that shares something. But, of course, if you get a professional networker, that is going to excel it really fast. You know what I mean?
Sure, because the networkers know networkers. Hairdressers know hairdressers. Butchers know butchers. Cops know cops. Lawyers know lawyers. Doctors know doctors. Networkers have a warm market of a lot of networkers. Networkers know networkers. Networkers, every networker has at least 5 or 10 professional networkers that they've been working with for over the years. And whenever they go into a new company, they usually come with them. And that's what happens when you get five networkers. And fortunately for me, I was able to get some really, really good networkers early on, the first.
Right. And so one of the big questions is, who do you know that's done network marketing before or that's in network marketing, right?
Who do you know?
Yep, who do you know? And so whatever the profession is, and then, of course, telling everybody along the way that we love. If we really care about people, we're going to share this profession with them because, for me, my passion is helping moms to really have the time to spend with their kids before they're grown. But now this profession has created the same thing it's created for you, which is legacy. And that's something I want you to speak to as far as what it's done for your family. And I'll just tell you right now, one of the things I'm so excited about is in that frenzy in the very beginning to put 30 people in that first month. Of course, I wanted my kids to be in there too. And I had to put 30 people in. So one of the things, the benefits that came from that is my own daughter, Heidi, was not ready. She was going through college and all of that. But a few years later, she was. And she was tucked in there right at the beginning. And when she was ready, she took it on and now has the freedom to be able to put her kids through whatever school they want to. They have their kids in private school, but she's the one that drives them there, takes them to all their lessons, all of those things. And I'm creating a legacy with this business. In the hairdressing profession, Jimmy, there was no way. Number one, she didn't want to do it, and she's an artist in her own right. But this I could see that eventually when her life changed, when she had kids and down the road, she probably was going to need the freedom of network marketing, and that's exactly what happened. So I'm so thankful that she's joined me in this quest. And tell us about your family and what happened with you.
That's a great story, and I'm so proud of Heidi. She's such a wonderful girl, and she just became what number millionaire in the company?
Number 125.
125. That's a good number.
Yeah,
125. That's amazing. And I know you wanted that. I know you wanted that from the very, very beginning. I know you wanted that. And thank God that you were persevered and she caught that. She caught it. She caught onto it, and she ran with it. She ran with it. She's excellent. She's an excellent networker. Lovely girl.
Yeah, she is. And I still hold out that my boys will do that. And continuing on, Scott just put his daughter in, and she's super excited about it. She's on the product right now. So it's just awesome. And tell what happened with your kids. You've got two.
Well, from my biggest fear was early on, I was so excited about network marketing. Even when I wasn't making money, I knew I was going to make money. I used
Me
to
too.
Say when I find the right company with the right products and the right comp plan, I will fly with this thing. And it happened. But my biggest fear was I would pass on and my kids wouldn't get this. So I wanted it more for my kids than anything. So when I get in right away, I put Kathy on the left, Grace on the right, and just start building, you know, the outside legs. You got the Grace's right leg going, and Bud Cork and I sponsored him. You got Kathy's left leg going. So before I knew it, what you and Cameron did in the right leg, and what Bud Corkin and Cheryl Muncy and Johnny Macker did in the left leg, and Dan and Becky, my left leg took off, my right leg took off. So I told my girls, you know, quit what you're doing, come work with me. I'll give you a stack of cards each. I said, you drag them, I'll bag them. You get them on the phone, I'll sign them up. And next thing you know, we had four runaway legs. All those four legs now. The four legs, Kathy, Brighton, Left, and Grace, all have over $1 million BV a week, and they're four of the strongest legs in the company. And that's called security. That's the way you want to build your business. So, are they grateful? Aren't they glad I didn't run an ad in the paper and get some strangers in there? I put Kathy, Grace, my first two people, and I was so proud. Last month, Kathy was number three in the company. I was number two. And, of course, our goal is to be one and two eventually, and Grace was number 25. So between the three of us, we're making like $5 million a year, which is a beautiful thing. I mean, where else could it happen? Where else could an over-the-hill butcher invest $500 and 13 years later have it return? It's returned my family like $45 million. That's a phenomenon. That's amazing. And that's what I want to share with people. I want to share that with people because – you know, if I can do this, you can do this. I tell people, if I can do this, you can do this. It's not rocket science. But you do have to talk to people. You have to talk to a lot of people, and you have to accept no gracefully. And incidentally, when people say no, you know why people say no? Because first of all, they don't know what you're talking about, and second of all, they can't make a decision. Sometimes you have to get 5, 8, 10, 12, up to 15 no's before you get a yes. And usually after a person says no 15 times, they'll probably never say no. But most people don't say no the first time. So when somebody says no to me, I spell no K-N-O-W. I say, you don't know enough to say no to me. You need more information. When somebody says no, the meaning of no is you need more information. I spell no
That's
K-N-O-W.
Right. I love
very
that.
Very important.
So Jimmy, now that you're 86, and almost 87, and I know you don't have to do this, but like me, I'm doing it with a passion, even though we maxed out the plan and we're working on the next, you know, our reentry. And we have a lot of people making significant income, many people who have become millionaires under us too. Why, Jimmy, what drives you? I think it's similar to what drives me, but I want to hear it from you.
What drives me is what I said earlier. What I have in my head, I understand this so clear. It's crystal clear to me. It's crystal clear to me. And I could go in any company out there and make a good six-figure income. I don't think there's another company out there where I could do what I did here and make the kind of money I made here and build it the way I build it. And I want to share this with as many people as I possibly can before I leave this earth. And when I first started, this company first started, John Anderson was a multimillionaire. Jim and Kathy Cooper were millionaires. They didn't do this for the money. And at that time, I did it for the money. And I thought, wow, that's pretty noble. How does somebody do this when they really have all that money and don't really need the money? Well, guess what? I know now why they do it. Because I don't need to do it. I don't do it for the money any longer. It's not about the money. It's about helping other people. And I believe we're put on this earth for one reason, to help other people. And I believe if you do that, you're doing God's will. You're doing the right thing. We're put here for one reason, to help each other. And when you help somebody, when you teach them this business, you get them on these products, it's an act of love. It's a gift. And I believe that.
It is. I appreciate that so much, because I always know that whenever we have a conversation, I always feel that. But and also when the brand new person now, the brand new person that's innocent to, you know, not really knowing that this is a, you know, taking a peek of network marketing for the very first time, what advice would you tell them? You know, one of the things that I absolutely love that attracts people like that is the books that we read and all of that. But beyond that,
yeah,
is there any particular advice that you would say to the brand new person?
Well, first of all, become a product of the product. I would say I will not work with anybody that doesn't use the product and doesn't have a positive experience with the product. That's very important. You can't share something with the right intention with your heart and soul if you don't really believe the product works. If you don't believe in the product, how are you going to share it? So you have to become a believer in the product. And then you have to get your head around the company. You have to understand the mathematics. I love to share the ninth wonder of the world. Here's the ninth wonder of the world. The ninth one, everything in this, the most important thing to learn in this life is mathematics. It's one of the most important things that a student learns is mathematics. It's the basis for all knowledge. I didn't know the geometric progression number size 62. You sponsor five people. You work with those five people, and you help them find five people. That's 25 in your second level. And then they get five, you have 125 in your third. They get five, you get 625 in your fourth. They get five, you get 6,125 in your fifth. They get six, you have 15,625 in your sixth. They get five, you get 78,125 in your seventh level. Add that up, it's over 97,000 people. That's a lot of people. How many people did everybody get? Five. 97,000 people spend 100 BV a month. 100 BV a month, which could be 200. It's $25 to $50 a week. 97,000 times $100 is 9,700,000. So let's drop to 7,000. 9 million, we pay 6%. 6% of 9 million is 540,000 a month. That would be your income in a perfect world. If you fail 90% of the time, you're only going to make $54,000 a month, which is over $600,000 a year. Can you live on that? This is the only business. When I found out there was an industry where I could get started for a few hundred bucks, commit to $150, $200 a month for product, eat my overhead. I never have no product. I eat my overhead, become healthy, fail 90% of the time, and become obscenely wealthy. What do you think I said? I can do this. I will do this. Nothing will stop me. And that's what everybody in this call, that's why I share what I share. That's why I'm on this call, to inspire every single person. Get your head around those numbers. It's calculator math. It's not trigonometry, not algebra, it's not calculus. It's calculator math, 5 to the power 5. It's that simple, my dear friends. There's no reason for anyone not to be successful in network marketing, and I say Isagenix. This is the Rolls Royce of the industry. We did $725 million last year. We're the first company in 100 years, health and wellness company in direct sales, network marketing, to do $700 million in 1 year and continue to grow at the rate of 50% in their domestic market, which is North America. We will do $1.5 billion this year. We have 135 millionaires. We have 24 people making $1 million a year, 8 people making $2 million a year. And there'll come a day, not too far off, where we will create a new millionaire every day of the week. You have to know that. This is the best business opportunity in the history of the world. This is the wave of the future. This is the way we're going to do business in the 21st century. Franchising growing at the rate of 2% a year. It's like a snail. Network marketing growing at the rate of 10 to 15% a year. By the year 2020, network marketing will reach $1 trillion. By the year 2025, network marketing will be a multi-trillion dollar industry and pass franchising like it's standing still and become the number one way to move goods and services to the end consumer. Now think about this. The industry is growing at the rate of 10 to 15% a year. Isagenix is growing at the rate of 60% a year in that industry. We are the shooting star. And Jeff Cooper says, don't compare us to Amway, Shakti, Mary Kay, Nuskin. When you speak of us as a health and wellness company, please compare us with Johnson & Johnson. They did $74 billion last year. This company, because of the way we're growing, will be doing $10 billion, $20 billion, $30 billion, $40 billion, $50 billion. You are on the ground floor of the biggest, largest health and wellness company in the history of mankind. All you have to do is lay your board on the wave is coming, put your surfboard down, and ride it up. For the ride of your life, you're into the ride of your life.
I love it, Jimmy. You know, you're giving everybody goosebumps. And, you know, I heard that in every company I was ever in, but I never experienced, well, not experienced what we're experiencing here. Yeah, I was in four companies before in those first 2 years, but nothing, never like that. And I do feel like we're on the board, ready to catch the wave. And we're already experiencing huge success. But, Jimmy, I just wanted to thank you because you inspire me. You always have. And just, you know, there's nothing that I can't ask you that you haven't been willing to share with me. And, you know, even it's just been, you know, when I had a no that I couldn't handle or whatever. So that's what you're giving back to so many people by, you know, letting us record this call and just being a part of our build. We so appreciate you so much. And Scott has learned equally, just like me, just along the way. My whole family has benefited, and we feel so proud to call you our friend and mentor. Thank you, Jimmy.
The feelings are very mutual. I love both of you very much. And when I find a dentist, I'm going to get on a three-way with Scott. As soon as I find a good dentist, I want to.
That's good. Well, Jimmy, we would love to do that and give back because that's exactly what you've done for us. And would you mind doing another call? Because Scott and I want to do one on how to practice a three-way call because that's how you really build rapport with people and also, you know, help them to see, you know, take it away from you. So could we have you on another night and we could actually do a mock three-way call so people could understand the best way to do it from you?
Tony, you can have me on a call anytime you want, any day of the week, 7 days a week. I'm there for you, my dear. You were there for me.
Oh,
I'm there for you. I appreciate
you. I love you.
Everything as much as you appreciate me. I really do.
Okay. It's mutual. Totally. Okay. I'm going to let Scott wrap this up.
I just want to say one thing. I just want to say one thing before Scott. Do you have the vision to see this? Do you have the wisdom to understand it? Do you have the courage to pursue it? That's the question every single person has asked themselves. The vision to see it, the wisdom to understand it, and the courage to pursue it. I'll see you all at the top. God bless you.
Love you.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I want to thank everybody on the call tonight and all of those who are listening to this call after the fact and listening to the replay. You just got some real fuel for growing your business. And so we want to thank you again. Next Monday night, 8 o'clock, we'll be here. Jump on. Jimmy, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, go to Facebook and give us some comments. So thank you, guys. Jimmy, can't thank you enough. You're amazing. Shauna.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
I love you. Thank you.
You, baby.
Night, everybody.
Night. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.